Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Mi Casa on Friday, December 21st, 2 Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a Benson movie interruption last night at CineFamily in Los Angeles, and I'll play the opening moments from that show at the end of this mini boner ep. We watched Love Actually, which I don't love, actually, but it was fun to watch with Rory Scovel, Allison Rosen, Is Your New Best Friend, and Zach Galifianakis. Might have to make that an annual tradition at CineFam, watching Love Actually with my friends. Speaking of annual traditions, I hope you enjoyed the Hobbit-length 12 Guests of Christmas episode. I've already figured out a way to streamline it a little bit for next year. Wait. Isn't the world ending today? Damn. The day after the 12 Guests of Christmas taping, I got a text from participant Kate McCucci, which read, "Working with Val Kilmer today, told him about The Iceman Cometh. He said, but I don't have sex in a lot of movies. I told him the answer was Wonderland, and he said, oh yeah, I had sex in that movie." Thanks, Kate. Los Angeles, I'm taping the Benson Interruption Podcast, episode 19, tomorrow, Saturday, December 22nd, at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard at 4:20, with special guest interrupter Sarah Silverman, schedule permitting. Portland, Oregon, I'll be co-hosting AM Northwest for the full hour Monday morning at 9 on Katu TV, K-A-T-U, K2 TV. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Irvine, California, I'll be at the Improv for two nights, December 26 and 27, with special guest Jonah Ray on Wednesday and two-time 12 Guests of Christmas champ Graham Elwood on Thursday. So far, Thursday's show has sold more tickets, so that's going to go to Graham's head as well. So come on, Jonah Ray fans, represent. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, at Ben Kronberg, B-E-N-K-R-O-N-B-E-R-G, tweeted, "When Luke Skywalker wears really tight pants, he gets a Mark Hamill toe." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Now enjoy the opening moments from last night's Love Actually screening, and as always, Rick from Walking Dead trying to steal his black friend's wife, Keira Knightley, is coughing fits are a shithead.
Thank you, Hadrian. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Happy holidays. The war on Christmas is happening tonight. about you guys, but I saw Love Actually around the time that it came out initially, and did not, I'm not a fan. I could see why people might like it, but I'm not that into it. But who knows what my guests will think or what you guys will think. But I know that everything we're going to say tonight during the movie is all meant in good fun. And I like some of the other movies that guy made, right? Bridget Jones' Diary, I fucking tear into that shit. That's a sweet-ass movie. Renee Zellweger is always too small, and that one, she's just right. let me pull the tape off of these lovely couches up front. Of course, contributing and becoming a member of Cine Family is part of what helps get you into these couches. The seats beyond the couches are they're as uncomfortable as they are to make you just desire being in the couches. And donating lots and lots of money. And I'm thrilled that they let me sit on a couch and watch, movies like this that I don't love, actually. and I get to do it with some of my good, good comedy friends that I'd like to welcome right now. Please give a big warm welcome to Allison Rosen, Rory Scovel, and Zach Galifianakis. So Rory, grab this microphone right here and have a seat on that couch right there. There you go. Rory can sit.
And his cuffs look
right there. Is that good?
No, so much better than behind me.
Well, there's another row of couches behind you, and then beyond that, people sit on a spike. Zach Galifianakis, everybody, is the first to.
Thank you.
To talk, he's got his earphone in. Stacey wants to listen to something else during the movie.
I have one song on my iPhone, just one song. It's One by U2.
Allison Rosen is here, everybody. You know her from Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend podcast. Yes. And some other podcast that you're on.
There's another one.
Let's not get into that.
Fuck that.
There's no reason.
I don't want to.
I forgot to ask Zach. Let me ask him first really quick. Where do you stand on Love, actually? Have you seen it?
I did see it, yeah.
Does your microphone work?
I don't...
There it is.
I don't think it's working.
You really got to put your beard on it.
I saw it. I think I liked it.
Okay. There you go. We're gonna have team for it and team again it. I think I'm gonna enjoy it tonight. So I can finally make my peace. I can finally say, who gives a shit about this little kid and his romance? It's too young, it's not gonna work out. So Allison, where are you on Love Actually?
When you asked me to come on this show and said it was Love Actually, I was very excited because I was like, not only have I seen it, but I like it. And then I realized I was thinking of music and lyrics.
I'd fucking do music and lyrics in a heartbeat.
Because you like it or not?
Both.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
But I did see Love Actually a long time ago, and I think I'm kind of mixed on it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stories.
It's episodic.
Yeah.
So some are not as good as others.
Right.
Some involve a child.
Starting to sound like Bane there.
Some involve a child. Who's going to grow up in darkness.
I am a pro Hugh. I'm very pro Hugh Grant, though. And I'm disturbed that John
Jon Stewart has banned him from. Apparently, he's a total asshole, and I think that's going to affect my viewing and wanting to have sex with of this movie.
Did you see Cloud Atlas?
No.
He plays like 18 characters in that, and it's weird. Because they're all like, they're all bad guys. And even when he got the part, he was kind of like, do you guys think I'm a dick or something? And they were like, we think you'll be good. We think you'll be a good bad guy.
Roy Scovel is here, everybody. Honk, honk. And this is your first time in an interruption, so yes. I'm excited to have you here. I think you'll be good at it.
I hope so. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, you're bombing.
I'm thrilled to be here. This is going to be great.
Yes!
It's going to be real fresh today.
Did you guys see the bit he did on Conan the other night where John Doerr was doing a stand-up set? Mm-hmm. To about three bits in, which is, I like that commitment. Like, he fucking had to have some good jokes and really do his set. And then you interrupt as a someone helping people find their seats in the audience.
Yes.
And,
like, what are you supposed to say to what I'm saying right now?
Is that true?
That is what happened.
Did that happen?
Yes.
I rest my case. Anyway, it's very funny, because another time they did a bit where the two of them were double booked to do stand-up, so they did their sets at the same time on the show, and that was really funny. So it's cool that you're doing interesting things with stand-up on shows like that, because I think stand-up on shows like that is like doesn't do anybody any favors. It doesn't make stand-up look that great. And you should do something interesting like what you're doing with it.
I agree 100%. I agree so much.
Well, would you say that how you feel about how I feel is that you...
Is
would you say
podcast?
It was...
I feel like it's a podcast
would you say,
like they got two things and I'm like, comedy started for me.
I was just ramping up to another Love, another Love Actually reference. Did you like it? Or have you seen it?
I've never seen it. So
perfect. Perfect. Naked eyes. Just
yes.
Watch it. Take it in. Say what you have to say about it.
Yeah.
And I think if Hadrian didn't lie to me, because he's cagey, he's squirrely. Where is he? Oh, he's on a couch. Good for him. You must know people here. He said to me that he thinks that the trailer we're going to get to see is the original trailer for First Blood with Sylvester Stallone. We're not going to see that? Oh, it's a new trailer for it that you guys made because you like to have fun with it. Yeah, and I had this great idea. Why not start showing a trailer for the next Benson movie interruptions? We usually know what it's going to be, but I had this idea about 10 minutes ago, so we couldn't pull it together for it, but the next movie is going to be Taken 2 on January 9th. So I hope to see you guys here for that one. And then on that following Sunday, which would be the 12th, 13th, we're going to do a Benson television interruption. There's a program on that afternoon, on that Sunday, that we can't mention by name, but that we're going to watch together. If you're a member of CineFamily, you get into that, and you can bring one guest, be they member of CineFamily or a muggle. They can... They can still get in. All right, without any further talking, let's watch a recut trailer for Rambo, which is going to be playing, First Blood is going to be playing here at CineFamily December...
Christmas.
25 through... It's a bunch of dates.
35.
It's a bunch of nights of...
5 days.
5 days of First Blood. So get the fuck down here. Sit in a couch or on a spike and enjoy First Blood. Here we go. This, though, is Love Actually. Featuring Rick from the Walking Dead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.